bread Rav Nachman l'mechuzah. So Rav Huna bread Rav Nachman. He was the one that said it was Asa. He went into Mechuzah, came to Mechuzah. Omale Rovo L'Rav, so Rav is said to Rav, to L'Rav Alikim, so Omale Rav, Rav says, the Rav Alikim Shemayi, told his servant there, the one who was Meshamashim, Rav Alikim, Torek Turuk Goli, lock the door now, I don't want no interruptions. Lock the door good. I'm afraid of Rav Huna. I don't want him to come and ask me questions. Because Rav Huna is the one that said it was Asa. And Rav was the one that said it was Muta. So now that Rav Huna came into the town, Rav told the Shamash fast, lock the door. Do not answer any doorbells today. No entrance today. I'm not at home. Today I'm busy. So the Lainese Inshe the Nitradi, that nobody should come and bother me today. What happened was, all the Gabay, still Rav Huna bread, Rav Nachman came to visit Rava. And the vice president, his servant, got nervous and let him in. He didn't think Rava meant that a God Lador shouldn't come in. He thought to men, some people shouldn't come in. So the God Lador, Rav Huna came to the door, the kids of the servant let him in. So Amalei, so he said to Rava, Ki Agav Namai, why do you pass in such a case like this, where the guy touched the wine, Shlai B'Kavona, what's going to be the halacha? Rashi says, "Shich shech oyve kechavim b'yena shay Yisrael shaloy bekavonis nisuch le'avos kechavim mai." We know for sure he has no kavonis nisuch. So here's Masha for Rashi that when the shich shech, the real this is when the guy puts his hand and shakes the wine and he asks kavona to menasuch it le'avos kechavim. That's his kavona. So here the guy did not have that kavona. We know clearly what he was doing. We know clearly the guy was putting his hand there just to feel it, to see if it was really wine or beer or water, what it was. My, what's the lacha? Omalei Yasa. So Rava now changed his mind. He didn't want to get into any problems. So he played it safe. And Rava says, yeah, it's Asa. It's Asa. Asa and Afilu Bano. So Rava told him, it's even Asa Bano. Rashi says, Shechaza boy. Mashna was really Chaza. Rava really retracted. So Rav Huna asked him, I, Vomar Hu Diyoma, Shechshuch, Ein Oysi Yai Netzach. You before said it has not become Yai Nesach, since we know what the purpose, what he's doing here. He's doing it to test the water, to see if it's water or wine, so therefore you held it was Mutter. So he answered back to this Rava. When did I say it was Mutter Bano in the first case? Only that, even Mahavamina was. Before only when this Jew right away took this wine that he shook and poured it back into the big vat. So therefore I said that the rest of the wine is muta bano, but the actual value of this wine that the guy touched, that I never said was muta. Like this much wine is worth $5. Now we threw these $5 worth of wine back into the $100 wine in the big vat. So all I meant to say is that you're allowed to sell those $100 worth of wine, but not these $5 worth of wine. Rashi says, "Demeid hu chamra." To every bedavla within the small pitcher, mi arminon, mardina be the sarav elef dom of liyam melech, for demei shara yesh bechav is muta, mishem kisufa kam hachi, av liyo kula shari. Right, so he only said this because he was embarrassed of Rav Huna. But really before he held that it was muta, before Rav held that since the guy touched it, shloi de kavona, he held before it's muta bano. Just now he's embarrassed of Rav Huna, and he himself also retracted, so it was miyashiv what he said. But really, that's not what he meant. The huchamr, the mer says, but the huchamr, miyamr, that I never meant to say, the actual $5 value of the wine that the guy touched, that much one I knew was also bano. Omar Rav, Rav says like this, ki asoy le pumpadisa, when I come to pumpadisa, when this Maestro Rashi says, Heve, Mekami Hastik Loi Rav Huna Mechuza. This story now has happened before the Maestro before Rav Huna came to visit him. So before this, so Rav says this, Omar Rav, Ki Asala Pompadisa, I'm going to come to Pompadisa, Akfa Nachmeni Shmaitata. I know that Rav Nachman's going to ask me questions. Or he did, but Ki Osterai, Omar Rav, Ki Asala, when I went to Pompadisa, Akfo Nachmeni, Rav Nachman came and asked me, jumped upon me, Shmaitato Umas Nisan, Gemoras and Brises he asked upon me. The Asa that he held in this case where a guy touches the wine, Shlabek Kavon, it's really Asa. What are the halachas? What are the yes? Shmaitita, where's the Gemara that he asked from? To you, if it was once a case, to every ben adoy. The Yosef Shmuel, and Shmuel says such a case, a guy touched the wine, shled the kavono, and Shmuel paskin, it's Yain Nesach. The Tveri, it happened in Tveria. The Yosef Rabbi Yechon, Yechon is the moral of the Yosef in Tveria. They said it was also. The Yamrulay, so Rabbi said back to him, there's no proof in these two cases, the Fishain the B'nai Torah. Maybe had to be machmir much more there. There the people were not B'nai Torah, they weren't machmir upon themselves so much, and therefore since they're not B'nai Torah, he had to be machmir. Maybe it's only a special chumrah they meant to say in that city, but not in other places. If a guy touches wine, should light the kavano, he has no intentions to make yai nesach, it's mutabano. So the reason why in these two cities they said it was also, because the people were not B'nai Torah. They were making a lot of isurim, so he's afraid if they'll make this halacha, they'll go further. And even when a guy really touches the wine, they'll also say it's muta. The Yom Alisa said back to me, had Tveri v'nadoi ain't in B'nai Torah. You want to tell me, punt our two cities, our two choshev cities, Tveri v'nadoi is not, but the Mechuzah B'nai Torah, but in your hometown where your story happened by you in Mechuzah, there they are B'nai Torah, come on, they were just as much as B'nai Torah in your city as they are by us. So kids, you're wrong. That you said was mutter before, you should know really, it's us in Mikaradin. Now, Masnisa, where is the Abraita to Abraita that says Allah about this? The Agadmiyim. Allah abraisa about Agadmiyim. Rashi says, Odom hamamuna lishmur hamidus. The mitzvah for melech. A government job, he has to check out the weights. Shlo yishak rabem. Has any store that sells wine has weights, the government comes down to inspect the weights, make sure you're doing a good job. V'toyim hayayin. And they taste the wine also. V'nasa sirsa b'nayim. Agadmiyim gosin. So kids, it's a professional, a government tester of the weights. So inspector of the weights. So like this. Da'agadmiyim oivikichovim. She'akodach b'meinekes. He once made a hole in a barrel of wine. B'meinekes, in order to like sip out some wine. Rashi says, she'akodach b'meinekes. She'enokeves magufas achovies. He made a hole. Kodach usually means you drill out a hole in the opening, in the cover of the barrel. To make like a straw to suck out the wine, and he sucked up the wine through the straw like. That's a nice straw, a hollow reed. He could mamas suck up the wine until his mouth, and he touched the wine to make sure it's not sour. The mamas inspectors come down. You're selling wine now. Let's make sure it's not vinegar. You have to make sure it's really wine. So the inspector came down, drilled the hole on top of the barrel, put his straw in there, and sucked off the wine, and tasted it. That was the maisa. She'akod b'menekes, v'hela, oy she'toyim, v'hela, he brought up the wine, that's one case, oy she'toyim in a kais, or else another case is, that he had the wine go into a glass, he did not touch the wine yet, the wine came out into a glass, and he tasted this little bit of wine, and the leftover wine in the glass, he threw this wine back into the chavis. So now that the guy tasted the wine, that's also called a negia. Touching it with your mouth, like we said before, there are two ways that a guy could touch the wine that's really also. Either with his hands, he puts his hands in the wine, or else with his mouth. If the wine touches his mouth, then also that wine in his mouth becomes the yai nesach. Here in both cases, when the wine came up to his mouth, he touched the wine, or else when it was in the glass, he drank from it, so the wine touched his mouth, so there's wine out of the Yai Nesach, and the guy poured it back into the vat. So what's the law here? The kids in this case also, we know for sure, the guy did not have intentions to worship Avodah Zarah. He's doing his job now. His job, we know what he's doing. He's tasting the wine to inspect the wine. So again, it's called the Negiya Shalai B'Kavono. He does not have intentions to make Nisuch. He's only inspecting the wine. So what's the law? This was the Maisa Nechom there, said it was also. So here again, this is his Braisa that we see, that even though the guy touches it, Shloi B'Kavona, still the wine becomes also Bano. So the Chur B'Yasru, the Gemara says, My love Bano, it's a strong Lushan. Doesn't it mean that it's even also Bano? So the Kash and Rav, the Gemara says, Loi, maybe no, B'Shtiyah. Maybe Rav could answer you, it's only also B'Shtiyah. Rashi says, "My love, Bahano, v'yaf agav shloy dekavonis nisach ever." He had no intention to make nisach. Hi, Maga. V'lo yiskaven loyma. V'lo yitachin loyma v'yachziru yisrael b'chavis. He can't say that the Jew poured it back. But they have it's yuftai dekav malei lekula chavis b'shemadu v'yeh. Yeah. So call upon him because that it maybe it's not kash and rov, it's only yosu b'shtiyah but mutter b'ano. For the Mori Hachi, if that's the case, it's mutter b'shtiyah, it's mutter b'ano. Listen to Yimocher. Kirtani Seifa, let it say clearly Yimocher, like it says in the Seifa of this brisa. What's the Seifa? It says in the Seifa Choram. Choram, as she says, is Meshuga, Meshugana. Or Baal Mariva, it's a guy that gets very hot-headed. Or Mamaya Lassa Shtadakavani, he gets angry very fast and he does things without thinking. So you have this Goyish Chorim. A Chorim of the Chavim, Meshugana, a wild guy. Shahoshit Yodel Lechavis. He put his hand into a barrel. He did not know what's in there. Oksal Hashem, he thought this oil, he wanted to smear his hands with oil. Then Yemtei Shoyen, it came out, no, it was wine. So clearly, it's called the Negiyah Shtadakavana. So how your Maisel is a Maisel? The Yomu, they said clearly, Yemacher. There's a clear here you could sell. So Mashma clearly in the first case where the Gadumim knew that there's a difference. In the first case he knew it was wine. So he knew he was touching the wine. Even though it shled the Kabonis Nisach, there it's also Bahano. Here though that the guy did not even know that it's wine, he did not even know he's touching wine, he thought he's touching oil. Here it's better. Here it's Mutter Bahano. So I call upon him to use the rover, to use it, to cash and rover. Here's Mashma clearly that as long as the guy knows that it's wine, if he touches the wine, even though for different purposes, to inspect the wine, to take something out of the wine, still, since the guy is touching the wine, it remains also bano, tiyuftan rovo. Only this case where the guy does not even know he's touching the wine, that remains mutter bano. But that's still the shalom loch of his manager. Some want to say today that the guy have no shaykhat at all to avodah zara, to nisach at least, it also remains like ein kavonas negia, and bano would be mutter.
Yes, we came out so far near the bottom, holding 5 lines down from the bottom, that Yufta the Rava to Yufta. We slugged up Rava. That Rava was one that said that a Tinik ben Yom, if you have a young boy of a guy, so when he touches our wine, he does not make a Jai Nesach. Since he has no Kavona and he doesn't know the Avedis Kachovim yet, he does not make a Jai Nesach. And there we just proved by the Maisel of the Gadmiim that even though the guy was an inspector, he came to inspect the wine, and when he touches the wine, he has no Kavona. V'menaseichet, still we say it's also. And it's even also Bahano. Just the last case, the case of a Cherim, that was a case of Meshugana, where he put his hands in the wine to see whether it was wine or whether it was Shemen. There we said it's Mutter Bahano. So therefore, the Gemara says, Tiyufta the Rava Tiyufta. It's a Tiyufta on Rava. Now, Lamaisa, there's a big machlokes Rishonim. The question is today, is our Yai Nesach Mutter Bahano or Rosa Bahano? Because today, the Goyim are not Oivir Avodah Zarah so much, they do not have Das to be Menaseichet. So some Rishonim learn they have the locha like a tinnik, and therefore since they now have no kavona to be menasechet, the wine is mutter b'hano. That's why some Rishonim learn. However, the big toys also makes a difference. In the middle of the big toys before says of miu hayomer rimakshe, because eich natim magav v'kichovim b'hano mitam tinnik ben yomer menyzel zem. When a kid, one day, old kid, touches the wine, he doesn't even have kavona to touch it. He doesn't even know that he's touching wine. Therefore, we'll make all the things that's mutter b'ano. But goyim b'zman hazeh today, they know they're touching wine. Because maybe they don't have kavona to be menaseichet, to put the hands in there and move the wine around. So therefore, Tais is a mistupik, maybe you don't have the hetah of a tinnit. L'mais l'alocha, what's brought down is, that mikra din we hold this man is there, the wine is the loss of b'hano. Even though the goyim are not oisik and nisuch anymore, but the wine still remains loss of b'hano, unless it's a hepsin merubah. The case where it's a big loss, let's say your mamish own $100 worth of wine, and you have a guy in the house that came along and touched all the wine, then we'll make all that smutah bahano that you can sell it to another guy. Another question always comes up sometimes when you have some goyim that give you a present. Sometimes it comes that they yomtev, they chag, and they give you a present, they give you wine. They give you wine for a present. That wine is yai nesach. The question is, what can you do with the bottle of wine that they gave you? It's yai nesach, or it's sam yenum. So mikra din, sam yenum, any wine that owns by a goy, it's also asa bahano. Only b'mokim hefsin ruba, it's a big loss, then we could be mekel today to say that since the goyim today do not have das, they're not oivid, in nisuch, that it would be mutter bahano. So that's a pshar usually with the achrayim. Now the Gemara says, yes, that's nun chesam and aleph. Gemara says, Reb Yechanan ben Arzo for Reb Yossi bar Nuroi have a yasvit. They were both sitting together. Two big talmidei chacham were sitting together. For kashosi chamer, and they were drinking wine. The also who gavra, a third person came. Omrule, so they said to this person, Tor Ashkinon, come and pour us the wine. You pour for us the wine. And Mistama, they thought he was a Jew. But Labosa the Romi, Lakot Lakosa, after this person poured the wine for them into their cups, Igloi Milsa Dovichovn Heve, and they found out that Oive, this person's a guy. So it comes out now the guy poured wine for them in their cup. And that makes the Chur the wine Yai Nesach. Even though the guy did not touch the wine, but when a guy pours the wine, that's called Mikoichoi. The wine is coming now from his power, that's also like he touched the wine that came out is Asa. So, Chad Asa, Afilu Bano, the Chad Shari, Afilu Mishtiyah. It was a machlokes between the two of them, between Reb Yechon and Ben Arzo, and Reb Yossi Ben Nuroi. One said this wine now is even Asa Bahano, the guy poured it for us, it's Yai Nesach, and the other one said, no, we're even allowed to drink it. So what's going on here? So it must be like this. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, man the Yosser. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, I understand both svaras. I can understand both of them. The one that said it's Asa, Shapar Asa. It's a very good one that said it's Asa. Well, man the Shari, Shapar Shari. The one that said, I'm allowed to drink this wine, also said very good. How could that be? He says, the svaras are like this. Man the Yosser, the one that says this wine is Asa to drink right now, and it's even Asa, Bahano, Meimar, Omar.